From today's New York Times, we learn of an alleged link between Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network and a very benign commodity, honey. The Times reports that U.S. officials believe a network of Middle Eastern honey shops provides al-Qaeda with income and also with the means of transporting agents, drugs, and weapons. Times writer Judith Miller is one of the reporters who wrote this story. And Judith Miller, first, why honey?
Honey is viscous in content. It's terribly unpleasant to search. The scent of it hides other scents like drugs, marijuana, opium, and it's everywhere. It's routinely shipped and innocent by its nature, and the perfect place to move the money and contraband, weapons, and even people.
You say that these things are actually hidden inside the honey.
Right. In some cases, apparently, that's happened. There were some seizures on the Yemeni border that didn't get much notice, except by the intelligence agencies, that began to understand that some of these honey companies were owned by the key figures in al-Qaeda, Mr. bin Laden's network.
Now, for those of us in the United States who only occasionally use honey as a sort of a delicacy, you have to give us some Middle Eastern context for this.
Right. Well, as someone who lived there, I could tell you I wouldn't have survived my days in Egypt without it. The average Saudi family consumes more than 2 pounds a month of honey, to give you some sense of it. It dates back to biblical times. The Holy Quran refers to it as being a wonderful gift from God. It has healing properties. It's everywhere in the Middle East, which, of course, makes it so attractive.
So there is a tremendous trade in honey going from one part of the Middle East to the other.
Trade. And the places that happen to produce a lot of it just happen to be the places where we see a lot of al-Qaeda activity. And that's Afghanistan, Yemen, places like that.
As you understand it, were the people who joined up with al-Qaeda somehow in the honey business first, or after getting involved with al-Qaeda, did they see the honey trade as a useful enterprise they might become involved in?
I think it's probably the latter. We believe that the use of these honey shops began when Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants were in Sudan. At that point, he himself had a honey company. And Sudan, if you've ever been there, is just a long way from everything. And Mr. bin Laden, at that point, apparently was moving a lot of people through his money trade. These companies would show up, company representatives who had kind of unsavory ties. And that's the first time that apparently American intelligence saw the use of the honey companies as fronts.
So the way in which the honey business was used to move agents around was simply to provide cover for their movement. The agents weren't inside the honey.
No, the agents weren't inside the honey, at least not that we know. They were people associated with the companies, and then in the honey shipments, they found, would put weapons and false documentation and drugs, because as we know, Osama bin Laden and the Taliban are in the drug business together. And they're that's a very convenient way for moving this lucrative other crop out of Afghanistan into the rest of the Middle East and on to other markets.
Well, Judy, thanks for talking with us once again.
Bye.
New York Times reporter Judith Miller.